so we'll just go on.
I'm so scared. One. Did I even start it? No, wait, no.
There it is. The Chiefs won, which I'm sure you know if you're big watching shocker. What is up, Sportscast? Welcome to the Sports and Stuff Show, the Kings of Comedy. I'm Carter.
And I'm Adam.
And let's get right into it.
Man,
post Super Bowl episode.
What an eventful weekend.
It was. It really was.
Yeah, we had the Super Bowl. After the Super Bowl, we started watching our old clips.
Yeah.
It was so funny.
it was about as rough as watching the Eagles defense.
Yeah.
I'll say that.
We were watching back to the old Zoom era where we had like this weird stint. I don't know if the people from that time are still listening, but we had this weird stint where we decided we wanted to do video, and I think it was over break, so we just decided to do Zoom videos, and that was when we had Gabe as well.
Yeah.
It was weird because there was one episode where apparently Carter wasn't there.
I was in Mexico. I didn't have Wi-Fi in my condo.
And I was so confused why I even decided to do the episode at that point. Like,
yeah, I don't know.
It was, and then Gabe in that intro, because I let Gabe rough. Do the intro, it was bad. We were joking about that like 5 seconds before we rolled it, but yeah.
Man. Here we are, you know, episode 64.
Yeah.
We're getting up there. We did the math. We're not going to hit 100 before the end of the year, but
we're getting to like, well, in the 80s, I think.
I think like 81, so
yeah.
We'll hit our Kobe episode before we take off. Although yep. I don't actually know when I'm going home for summer, so who knows?
Who knows? Yeah.
We'll see. But yeah, updates. We are in the process of updating the website.
Yep.
Pain.
It's been absolute pain because the irritating part is like you make a website and it looks really good on like the computer.
Mm-hmm.
So you're like, oh, this looks great. And then you turn on the interactive mode and make it, you're like, oh, I just want to see what it's going to look like on a phone. And then it just looks completely horrible. And then you have to remake the whole website or readjust it just to like compensate for how it looks on like or accommodate for the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so rough. It's so horrible. I have like this one thing on there that I'm actually kind of proud of. It's on our website.
The website looks really good.
Yeah, like I think it looks pretty good.
What is it?
But sportsandstuff.show.
Yeah.
Check it out. But I added this thing here, and we could probably just show my screen, but it's like, it has this little icon, and if you click on it, it does like a flood.
Oh, that's fire.
Yeah, so like, it does like a melting.
Yeah, ooh. I like that.
And that took me forever to make.
I still gotta make it like a bio. It's you got your whole like story of sports, and then it's just
Carter
Hamilton.
Empty. It's so funny, but yeah, that was like a while ago. So it's been like that for a long time.
Yeah. I made one at one point, but that was a few websites ago.
Yeah. But, oh, well, you know, we've come a long way. And I mean, the website's been through a ton. We had it was like a black background, and that was really rough. Looked
I don't
really
even
weird.
Remember
yeah.
That.
It was, there was a ton of updates for it, but yep. We're now up there on the website. You know, having a cool website, I feel like is such a flex, though.
Yeah. Well, now, I mean, now that it looks the way it does, I kind of want to start writing some more. But
yeah,
I don't know if anyone really reads articles, but I'm gonna do it anyway.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of hard for me because I already write them for a job.
Yeah.
I want to do at least like one a week though for like just NFL or NBA basketball. I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh well. But
I'm going to be pumping out mock drafts, so we'll put those
on
there.
We're even looking at Carter's mock drafts.
My prospect rankings from last year were pretty good, okay?
Yeah.
Obviously, I had some bad misses, but overall, pretty good.
You should do, like, a post. You could, like, write like an article.
Looking
like
back.
Looking back or whatever.
Be like what I was right and wrong about.
Yeah, like, kind of how Colin Cowherd does it, where he's like, where Colin was right.
Yeah, except I'm like actually right sometimes and not a stupid idiot.
Man, shots fired.
I'm sorry, I don't like him. He
dude, he's like my favorite. It's
I
so
can't
weird.
Stand him.
He's literally my favorite.
He's just no.
Man. That's why I like I interpret how I do the show. Like, that's what I use as an inspiration.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a shame.
That and Pat McAfee.
Does that make me Joy Taylor? I hope so. All right.
Well, he has
Pat McAfee,
new...
I love.
Pat McAfee's better.
Their show, their gambling show, their podcast.
They're going
just
so far now,
like,
too.
They're incredible.
They did broadcasting for the championship for
college. Yeah, they were on the field broadcasting. I love them.
Yeah.
McAfee's got a ton of energy. And, bro, I swear nobody does as much as he does. Like, think about all the shows he does. He was on College Game Day. He does WWE or whatever it's called now. I don't know. But, yeah, Pat McAfee.
It's crazy.
Huge inspiration behind me doing this. So,
yeah.
Shout out to him. It'd be so cool if he ever listened to us or if we could go on his show someday.
Remember
that'd
when
be
we, won
sick.
The, we won the award and we're like, we're going to McAfee level.
Yeah.
He's the bar.
They got FanDuel locked up, so DraftKings.
Yeah.
Come on. Anyway.
But
yeah. The other update. We did our 10 prop bets on the show last week, and the final results were 7-2-1 in favor of me. We can run through them here.
Yep.
The first one we had was coin toss, which Adam won, was tails.
It was going strong. Going strong at that point.
It started good for him. We then had which coach will we see first, and we saw Sirianni first as he was crying to the national anthem.
Yeah, I thought they were going to show, like, Andy Reid because he was a better coach.
See, the thing is, like, it's possible they did, but we weren't paying attention.
Yeah, so, either, I mean, it wouldn't have mattered,
right, yeah.
Even if I would have won that one.
National anthem went under by, like, a half a second, so
yeah,
that was a win for me. Gatorade color, we both took two, and it was none of them. It was purple.
Yep.
Which is a great choice, by the way. Purple Gatorade's good, I think. Rihanna outfit changes. This was a fun one, because I took the under 1.5. We get out there. Turns out she's pregnant.
Yeah.
And and is, like, 50 feet in the sky, so she couldn't even change the outfit if she wanted to.
Okay. If I would have known she was pregnant before I made that wager, I would have not taken.
I had no idea.
I would have not taken over 1.5.
No idea. It was
one knew.
It was so funny though, just watching her, and every time the camera would cut away, Adam would be like, outfit change, and come back, and she's still wearing the red stuff.
And then she'd be like, she put on a jacket at one point. I'm like, does that count?
Even if it did, like,
it did. Yeah, it was still been one if that even counted. That was like an asterisk too. Like,
our next one was Jackson Mahomes TikToks made during the game. He made 0.
Okay.
He then made a bunch after the game.
Yeah. There's even the interview that went viral where it was like they're interviewing Patrick Mahomes and
Jackson
he's just
in the back. And you can see Mahomes' dad in the back, like,
it's just so funny. And I'm like, okay, if I would have gotten it even at that point, because he had 2 post game, he didn't even, it was 2.5.
Yeah.
So yeah, I wouldn't even gotten that one either.
The first, will the MVP mention teammates or fans first? I took teammates, which he did.
Man.
So thank you, Patrick.
That was kind of a tough one for me.
Antonio Brown tweets. I took the over 1.5. He was silent. So
one of my only wins.
Can't win them all. Mentions of Tom Brady on the broadcast. I took the under 2.5. They didn't mention him once.
Yeah.
Which I can't believe. That was crazy to me. But
I'm surprised.
And then our last one was which beer commercial will be shown first, Heineken or Budweiser? Budweiser didn't even show up. So
yeah.
Heineken won.
That was rough.
So that's a 7-2-1, and that's a dub. I may have lost squares.
Yeah.
My team may have lost in the NFC Championship, but I won the sports and stuff prop bets.
Woo!
So,
yeah, but what really matters here, right. Sports and stuff prop bets, and
you know,
then, you know,
better
the squares
than money
and
football. And
yeah, pride. Yeah, so we did squares. Carter was joining my family for our Super Bowl thing, and the squares, well, it went off pretty rough. So, well, I had the 0-0, which typically is a good square to have. So 10-10, 0-0, at least for the first quarter. And then,
well, see, I had 4-7.
That's a good one.
Which I thought was good. And then the Eagles scored on the first play of the second quarter, so I didn't get it.
Oh, yeah. So, well, what happened at the end of the first quarter was they missed the extra point or missed the field goal. That would have made me the winner. Mm-hmm. And then once they didn't, my dad ended up winning at 7-0. And then the very 7-7? Oh, 7-7, yeah. And then the very first play, right after the quarter, they scored a touchdown. It was like a 40-50 yarder, too.
Something like that.
And then, and then Carter gets screwed over by that.
Yeah, so I didn't win any quarters. But
yeah, that was rough.
You know, and, Chiefs won. Can't be too mad.
Yeah.
We were both rooting for the Chiefs.
And then my last square, I ended up winning $40 plus three scratchers. And on the scratchers, I won $50. So I can't really complain about that.
Yeah, you really can't.
Yeah. I think that may be the biggest winner at that point.
Definitely.
But
let's just go into the NFL here. So, yep.
Oh, card.
Yeah.
I try to pull out some.
You're going to have to spin the wheel for the prop bets, too.
Oh, yeah, let's
just get that right out of the way now.
Okay. Opponent opposing jersey, opposing Shock Tato.
Ah, that one's boring.
I hate this one. Yeah, I think we need to really up our punishments on here. So if you have any,
yeah, we might have
any
to.
Suggestions for...
leaving punishments up to TikTok suggestions is crazy. But I like it. I like it.
We're gonna have to see. I hate this. This is like my worst one. I don't like this one.
All right. Well,
I don't.
You got basketball, so we'll just go on.
I'm so scared.
Do you want 1, 2, or 3 points?
One.
One.
Did I even start it? No, wait, no. Ah, no. Ah.
There it is.
Dude, I cannot think straight when I have that potato in my hand. I'm just saying.
You said one point.
Wait, what is it?
1, 2, or 3? Basketball.
Basketball. Oh yeah, one.
Oh, one of these is a WNBA one.
Oh, no.
I'll be nice. This is basically a free point for you, but you already had to get Shock Tatoed. Which player's signature move was the dream shake? Dirk Nowitzki, Hakeem Olajuwon, Manu Ginobili, or Shaquille O'Neal? Oh, my Lord.
That's Shaq?
No.
No.
Hakeem.
Oh.
Hakeem the dream shake. Whoops. Oh, that's that's rough.
Whoops.
Okay. I got to teach you some basketball. Football?
Yep.
Let's go for two.
Two.
I'm feeling two.
All right. Are you thinking more statistics based or numbers based?
That sounds like the same thing. Either way.
Achievement based or numbers based?
Either way, man.
I'm feeling
all right.
Okay, I'll give you this one. Who held the single season record of 5,476 passing yards before Peyton Manning topped it by 1 yard in 2013. Tom Brady, Ben Roethlisberger, Drew Brees, or Matt Stafford?
Drew Brees.
Yep.
Yes.
The other one was how long is it in a NFL field?
I didn't realize he topped it by 1 yard. That's crazy.
I know, me neither.
All right, so 2-0 start.
Wow.
On to the Super Bowl, and I guess NFL in general. The Chiefs won, which I'm sure you know if you're
Big
watching
shocker.
This. They won 38-35, and honestly, one of the best Super Bowls I've ever watched.
It was a really good one.
It was great. The defenses couldn't do anything, but that was fun. The Eagles dominated time of possession by, like, over 10 minutes and scored 35 points and lost. I don't think that's ever happened, and obviously I haven't fact-checked that, but I can't ever think of a time where someone dominated time of possession like that, scored 35, and lost.
That's
wild. And that's largely due to the next point I put here, which is Andy Reid balled out.
Yeah.
Andy Reid is...
He was cooking.
The best coach in the NFL. He's a top five coach of all time. He's just the best offensive mind the game has ever seen, in my opinion. He ran the same play on back-to-back third and goals.
And both times,
the guy had... 10 yards of open space.
Yeah.
The first time to Kadarius Toney, the second time to Sky Moore. He calls that play
Corn
Dog.
Man, I heard about that earlier. I'm like, man.
I'm going to risk exposing myself here, but I believe it was stack formation, I want to say. And they put a guy in motion. And as the
it was
ball,
more like a zig route.
As the ball was snapped, he put his foot in the ground and just ran the other way, and the Eagles couldn't communicate well enough to pass off the assignment.
Yeah.
And honestly, even if they did, I don't think they were going to get there anyway. They had two really quick receivers running that. It was just a masterful play design. And really, the whole fourth quarter, every play call was beautiful.
Couldn't have written a better script. Yeah. I'm just kidding.
The QBs both showed out. Mahomes and Hurts. We were excited to see what this quarterback battle would look like, and we weren't disappointed. Yeah. Mahomes with a sprained ankle, like he could barely walk off the field.
He looked like he was about to pass out.
Yeah, he was screaming on the sideline. That didn't stop him from going 21 of 27. He ended up with 182 pass yards, 3 touchdowns, and ran for over 50 yards.
Man.
We were watching the game, and I said to Adam, like, every playoff win the Chiefs have, Mahomes rips off a big run.
Yeah.
Just at the worst possible time. You finally cover everyone. You finally take away his ability to throw for one time, and he just runs for 20 yards. It always happens.
Yep.
But, yeah, he balled out. Hurts had 374 total yards and 4 total touchdowns. He really only made one mistake.
Yeah.
Which was the fumble, which was a big mistake. But other than that, he was excellent on the biggest stage in sports, in American sports, whatever.
Okay. Hurts, Lamar. Just saying. I mean, I still feel like there's a very, very strong argument that Hurts is better than Lamar.
I think that Lamar Jackson will be the better player next season, but I don't think it's fair to call Lamar better right now, just based off what we've seen. Because
yeah.
Lamar started the year crazy hot, but even before he got hurt, he took a couple steps down, and then obviously he missed like half the year. Hurts was runner-up for MVP and balled out the whole play. Well, balled out in the Super Bowl. I guess you kind of got to give Hurts the benefit of the doubt right now.
Well, it's so hard because it's like, you know, Lamar Jackson was putting up good stats, but he wasn't winning. And right. It's like, do you value, like...
Well...
I mean, obviously winning isn't all on the quarterbacks, but it's like some quarterbacks typically...
Yeah.
Win, just find out ways to win more than other quarterbacks.
To be fair, though, I mean, if you take the quarterback off of every team in the league, the Ravens are probably one of the worst, and the Eagles are one of the best.
Yeah.
The Eagles are either first or second best. So, mm-hmm. I mean, they got the best offensive line, top two defense, great pass catchers. So, I wish there was a simulation where we could see Lamar replacing Hurts this year and see what would happen, but there's not. So... with what we're given, I think you got to give the benefit of the doubt to Hurts. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, and the Eagles, a great, excellent running team with the best O-line in the league, had 45 rush yards that weren't from Jalen Hurts. 45. Gainwell, Boston Scott, and Miles Sanders completely disappeared. So, I mean.
Did you see Boston Scott? He was looking at the... yeah. The Super Bowl celebration.
He thinks he's Diggs. Bro. Yeah. Like,
everyone was clowning on him for that.
Nick Bolton balled out, the linebacker out of Missouri. I liked him coming out of Missouri, but I didn't think he would be this good this quickly. Mm-hmm. He returned Hurts' fumble for a touchdown, like 35 yards.
He almost got another one.
Yeah, he then returned a fumble for a touchdown, or it was called that way on the field, that was reversed into an incompletion. It was close, probably the right call, though, to reverse it.
Yeah.
He was also just flying all over the field. He was hitting people hard. He was all over it, man. Great game from Nick Bolton. If Mahomes wasn't MVP, Nick Bolton was MVP.
And it's even crazier because we've seen time and time again where some players, they kind of just have a standout game in the Super Bowl, mm-hmm. and then they proceed to have way better games.
There's always... every Super Bowl winner has someone step up that you don't expect. Mm-hmm. Every single year.
Like Malcolm Butler for the Butler. Seahawks.
Malcolm Butler for the Pats. Malcolm Smith for the Seahawks.
Yeah.
What was his name? Damian Williams for the Chiefs, right?
Oh, yeah.
Against the Niners. He scored like 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, playoff Lenny.
Lenny.
And Gronk scored twice in that game.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's always... that's kind of part of winning a Super Bowl. Someone needs to step up that you don't necessarily expect, and that was Nick Bolton. And actually Juju, too.
Mm-hmm.
Juju's stats aren't going to shock anybody, but
he made the catches when it mattered.
He had like 6 first down catches in the second half. He was on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Kadarius Toney, traded from the Giants midseason, was starting to be seen as a bust. He only had 1 catch, but it was for a touchdown. He also reverse field on a huge punt return that really was a huge piece in them winning the game.
Like yeah, that was like...
that changed everything.
That kind of helped them...
because I think at that point it was 28-27. And
that kind of solidified it. Yeah.
Yeah, so Kadarius Toney was big. And then obviously we got to talk about this. There was a big holding call on the Chiefs' last offensive drive of the game. It was third and goal?
Third and 9.
And Juju ran a little...
wheel route.
It was, he like kind of cut in and out. I don't really know what the route is called. It was good, good play call. And Bradbury tugged his jersey on the way out and then wrapped his arm as wrapped his arm around Juju's waist as Juju turned up field. Obviously, a huge call. Like it was a huge part in them winning the game. But I think it was the right call. Like I think he held him twice, and Bradbury himself said that he held him.
Yeah.
I just don't think there's much to argue. You hate to see a penalty have that much impact, but I think that's when you got a call. Everyone knew it. So,
and I think it was just basically the biggest argument was the timing of it and how they played the whole game, where earlier in the game they didn't call the
so the that, one. That is fair. It was the right call, but going off of what they've been calling the rest of the game,
it was
they let some things go.
Yeah.
Like, do you remember the hold on Juju in the first quarter?
It was that was rough. Worse, that was blatant.
And they didn't call it. So, you know, it's tough. I think it was the right call. I also wanted the Chiefs to win.
Well,
so
it's also rough because
I'm a little biased, but
I mean, okay, so knowing how like corners' personalities are, they typically don't give out any, they don't admit to any penalties. Yeah. And we were talking about this beforehand, where corners, they're typically always the, coming from a corner who played corner, they're the ones that always talk a ton. They don't like to admit that they suck or they made a play miss or anything like that. They don't really take accountability. So the one time that a corner does take accountability, I think that's kind of saying something to where, you know, I think it was and, definitely a hold.
And good for Bradbury. Like, they... Yeah.
He took responsibility for
No one would have blamed him if he blamed the refs in the locker room.
Yeah.
Well, some people would have. But, like, he, it would have been understandable. But he owned up to it. And, you know, he had an excellent season. He didn't have a great game, but he had a great season. And, you
I
know,
mean, for the most part, it was a really good trade for the Eagles. Or, was, no. Did they, did they trade for him or pick him up? I think they released him and then picked him up, actually.
Stupid Giants.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, other than that, I mean, I'm trying to think of what else even happened. But
I mean, it's kind of crazy because you were talking about how it was probably one of the best Super Bowls you watched. Mm. And the second best that kind of came up to my mind was, or at least like a one in contention, was the Patriots-Seahawks or the Eagles-Patriots. Which
that was a great
one.
The
Eagles also. So.
The comeback, though, the 28-3.
Oh, that was a good one.
So good. So good.
What about the Super Bowl Patriots Rams?
There's been a lot of good Super Bowls. Like we get a bad one every now and then, but for the most part, it's usually like the two best teams going at it. And they
I didn't really like
there.
Last year's. If I'm
it was
honest.
A good game, but
it wasn't really interesting in my opinion.
I don't know what it was about that one.
It was just a weird teams, weird matchups. Like
I feel like everyone kind of felt that way too.
Yeah,
I don't know, but it was still a good game. Yeah, so it's time to start having discussions about Patrick Mahomes and where he lands. So at 27 years old, if he retired today, he would be first ballot, which I don't think has ever happened. His resume so far, he's got two rings, Super Bowl MVP in both of those. He has two regular season MVPs. He has an Offensive Player of the Year, five Pro Bowls, and somehow only two All-Pros. But he has an absurdly good touchdown-to-interception ratio. He's averaging over 300 yards a game for his career. Oh, and he's 64-16 as a starter in the regular season.
Wow. Yeah, and he's only lost three playoff games.
And he's been to the AFC Championship or higher every single season as a starter.
Yep.
Patrick Mahomes, obviously Brady's the GOAT. Okay? Anyone with a brain knows that. Patrick Mahomes is the best player of all time, though. At least the best quarterback of all time. And in the past, there's been some Brady-Rodgers arguments, right? Because, like, Rodgers is more talented, Brady's more accomplished.
Yeah.
Mahomes is already more talented than both and already more accomplished than Rodgers. So, Mahomes does not need seven rings to pass Brady. He just doesn't.
Okay, well, the hard part is...
Maybe three or four.
For me, is that he's only had two playoff losses at this point, and both of them have been to Brady.
Yeah.
Or two of them.
Which is fair. The overtime rules in one of them
was stupid.
It sucks.
And then I think
also the Chiefs had a game-winning interception in that game, but Dee Ford was lined up offsides. There's nothing Mahomes can do about that.
In defense of the Super Bowl, I think the reffing really just discouraged the Chiefs the whole time. They had horrible calls at the beginning of the game.
I don't think they were that bad. I mean, some were questionable, but I don't think they were winning that game regardless. The Bucs had, I mean, it's a pretty simple rule in the NFL. If you can't hit their quarterback and they are always hitting yours, you are not going to win.
Yeah,
and
that's true.
The Chiefs' offensive line was destroyed with injuries. The Bucs' D-line was incredible. Vita Vea, honestly, was probably Super Bowl MVP in my book. But, yeah, it does suck that he lost the head-to-heads to Brady, but at the same time, there were other circumstances that not really
like
in
his
control.
Like, he didn't play bad in that game. I think he probably played a little bit better than, like, he was doing everything.
He played as good as he could have.
Yeah.
Yeah, and obviously, he played great in the one when Brady was on the Pats. I think they scored like 34 or something like that. So as of now, I think Mahomes has to be clear-cut top five all-time as a quarterback, which is crazy to say this early. But
I mean, I think top two at this point.
I think the only guy you can 100% say is above him is Brady right now.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, maybe Peyton. Peyton has the stats, right? But Mahomes already matched him in rings, and he's obviously more talented. He's already more accomplished and talented than Rodgers. So Rodgers is
Out there. Yeah, he's already out.
Probably the four MVPs is nice, but I would be shocked if Mahomes doesn't get that.
Yeah,
Drew Brees, you know, less talented and less accomplished. Never got an MVP. I don't even know if he got a vote.
Yeah, he didn't even get one vote.
Which is ridiculous, by the way, considering he threw for like 5,500 yards 1 year. But I don't know, man. Mahomes, he's the baby goat for sure. And he's well on his way to making the goat debate interesting. He's only 27.
Yeah.
He's got like 10 more years of this. And remember when he signed that contract, it was like, oh my gosh, 10 years, $500 million. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's a bargain for the Chiefs right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, think about it this way. No quarterback in NFL history before yesterday has won a Super Bowl taking up more than 12.5% of their team's cap. Mahomes just won it yesterday taking up 18%.
Wow.
He took up almost a fifth of their entire cap, and they won the Super Bowl. That's how good he is. Eagles were better at every other position. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
They got the best coach in the league and the most talented quarterback of all time. So,
and like Travis Kelce, who's arguably their second best player on offense, didn't really play well.
No, he was good, but I guess when I say positional advantage, I group pass catchers together.
Yeah.
So obviously Kelce's better than Goddard.
I think Travis Kelce didn't have as much of an impact in this game.
And a tud, but
like I think typically from his like.
That's
what he
true.
Typically does.
It wasn't a typical Travis Kelce game, which is crazy to say about 80 yards and a touchdown.
Yeah, for
but
real.
That's just the expectation he put on himself.
Man.
So the Chiefs open up as narrow favorites to repeat next year.
Who's second?
It really depends what book you look at. There's a lot of different ones. The generally accepted top five, though, is like Chiefs, Niners, Eagles, Bills, Bengals, which I think is probably the right five.
I think Bengals kind of lost their – I don't really see Bengals – getting to
I mean,
one.
they were one play away from being in the Super Bowl this year, though. Like they're still a really good team, and
I meant the Bills.
Oh,
yeah,
that's more fair.
Yeah,
I'm still a believer in the Bills. I'm a big Josh Allen fan, but they do seem to
kind of seem like out of
the odd one out of those five.
Yeah, which is crazy because they seem like the clear cut favorites at the beginning of the year.
Yeah, they did.
They seem like. Even the year
they need
before
a running
that.
Game. They need a running game, and they need...
They got all their flaws exposed this season, which is crazy.
Yeah. Running game, and they need Josh Allen to take better care of the ball, which I believe that he can. But he's taken steps forward every year, and if that next step for him can be just cutting back on turning the ball over, they're going to be stupid dangerous. But, you know, that's easier said than done, so... I mean, way too early. Who are you looking at for the title next year?
It'll be interesting.
It's kind of important to note, too, that the Eagles have a lot of free agents.
Yeah.
And I don't know what the future of Jason Kelce looks like.
He might retire.
Hurts is going to get like $50 million a year with his new deal.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to look the same.
I don't want to count the Eagles out because they just barely lost a Super Bowl and have a top 10 pick, and they're a very well-run organization. But it's an uphill climb for them to get back to this, in my opinion.
I think I want to see where the quarterbacks land.
I feel like none of the quarterbacks' needy teams are really in the conversation, though.
I think, no. Well, I think it'll be interesting to see, because I think the Jets are, if they get Aaron Rodgers or they get... If they
the
get
Jets
Aaron Rodgers,
get Rodgers,
I think that would be very scary.
I don't know if that makes...
I don't know if that makes them a Super Bowl team, but I think they would cause havoc in the playoffs.
You gotta think of how many young guys they have, though, taking a step forward. That they could be a team that
I mean,
would be
the Eagles,
a dark horse.
I think they're pretty young in some areas. Like, I mean, A.J. Brown's pretty young. Jalen Hurts is pretty young.
Yeah, but Hurts is about
Smith.
To get a bag.
Yeah, that's true.
Which is going to... It's going to hurt their ability to keep guys around that are free agents. Like, I think C.J. Gardner-Johnson's a free agent.
I mean,
Bradbury, Kelce might retire.
I think you got to say the Chiefs again. I mean...
That's fair, yeah. They have their first this year, too. If they add another weapon... I don't really know what their free agent situation looks like, but, I mean, their O-line was...
I mean, maybe Bengals. Don't Bengals have to pay Joe?
I don't think it's this year. I think it's next year. I think they have one more year.
I mean, maybe Chargers, if they could get together?
Maybe. They did lose Lombardi. That could help, but they still have Staley.
Chargers, but they got Kellen Moore, though.
The Chargers need speed.
Yeah.
They are not going to go far without speed on the outside, and a trio of Guyton, Allen, and Williams is not that at all. They don't have a single fast receiver. I wouldn't be surprised to see Keenan Allen moved or even cut this year, which is crazy to say, but... Dude, Jordan Addison to the Chargers.
What?
Jordan Addison on the Chargers would be nice.
But dude, I don't even know what other teams. Like, I mean, I don't see the Bengals making it. I don't see the Bills. No.
Yep.
No.
Embrace it.
With what quarterback? With what quarterback?
Either one. Either one. Here's the thing. Brock Purdy's the better quarterback right now, but I'm rooting for Lance to win the battle because that means he took steps forward, and that would be dangerous for the NFL.
Yeah, and then just to...
The Niners are going to be able to keep most of their guys around. They're going to have enough cap space. They have a bunch of draft capital, mostly in the mid-rounds, but... And I'm a fan, so I'm picking them, obviously. But I would say off the top of my head right now, I think Niners-Chiefs. I think we see a 54 rematch.
And you just want to see that.
I really don't. I would rather see any other AFC team than the Chiefs. I don't want to see them. Like...
Yeah, especially after the Eagles.
I think if healthy, the 49ers would have beaten the Eagles. I do. But I don't think we would have beat the Chiefs after what I saw yesterday.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the Chiefs were, they weren't overall the best roster, but they were the best team in the league, if that makes sense. So, good for them, man.
Man, I'm still trying to think of other teams that, like, I think could win.
I mean, the Cowboys will make the playoffs, but probably not much more than that. I don't think the Rams are going to be back.
I think the Rams are kind of done at this point.
I think the Broncos will be better this year, but not Super Bowl. The NFC is probably going to be pretty weak next year. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. I mean, the funny thing is that Jordan Love probably could make win the NFC.
He could make the Pro Bowl, honestly, with how bad the NFC quarterbacks are. Yeah, I think the majority of the favorites are AFC and then Eagles, Niners. In the NFC, as of now.
Yeah.
Obviously, there's a lot of dominoes that still need to fall, a lot of big names out there. And
free agents need to land.
A lot of rookies
places.
That'll make big impacts. But as of now, I think, honestly, the four that made the conference championships this year are probably...
The ones that are
probably the ones
next
that'll
year.
Be there next year.
Yeah.
Barring something
But I mean,
drastic.
Also, like, Seahawks, no one knew that they were going to make the playoffs. Like... Bengals came out of nowhere and became a...
The Seahawks are not winning a Super Bowl with Geno Smith.
The Bengals were supposed to go 3-12 or 3 whatever.
Yeah, there's always a team. The Bengals were the team last year, this year...
Jaguars, maybe?
This year... It low-key was the Jaguars this year.
Yeah.
And they could take another step forward. But yeah, we'll have to see what happens. So, I guess we move into draft season.
Yep.
And the quarterback carousel, coaching carousel... Still
carousel? Did you get like a southern accent there?
Carousel?
Carousel?
Is that not how you say it?
Carousel.
Carousel.
No, carousel is like your Southern.
The quarterback carousel.
No, that's not how you say it.
Dude, I just belong in the South. What can I say?
You got that. You got that Kelly accent now.
Let me get a draw. All right. Anyway, yeah, lots of fun stuff still to look forward to NFL-wise, but now the actual games shift more towards basketball, hockey,
yep,
stuff like that. So, speaking of, let's talk about some college basketball a little bit.
Card.
Right. I'm bad at that.
All sports.
You got football. I feel like the mic is probably picking up my stomach rumbling right now.
Hopefully not.
One, two, or three?
I get football.
Yeah.
Three. Just for me to lose.
Okay. Which team's field goal did a fan snowball disrupt, leading to a 1-point Denver win in the snowball game? Chiefs, Niners, Chargers, Vikings. It's like a fan threw a snowball
game.
Yeah, they threw a snowball and messed up the field goal.
I've never even heard of that. Have you heard of that?
Mm-hmm.
Chiefs.
Chiefs, Niners, Chargers, Vikings. Vikings.
I just say Chiefs.
Niners.
Damn.
Why do you think I've heard of it?
Yeah, I don't know. Okay. One, two, three.
All sports? Give me one.
One. Okay.
It's going to be like curling or something.
This is even sports. This one's... Okay. I'm not even doing that one. Okay. How long must an Olympic wrestler hold an opponent's shoulder blades to the mat to secure a pin in a match? 1 second, 5 seconds, 3 seconds, or 10?
Three.
One.
What?
Yeah, apparently. I thought it was three. Like, you know.
1 second?
Yeah.
Dude, you can't hold their shoulder blades. All. That's crazy.
Maybe it's a pin. I think a pin's three, but this is like holding their shoulder blades down.
All right, wow.
The other one was... What former bodybuilder was the governor of California from three to...
Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, like, there's no way. Give me that one. Yeah, I was like, no.
So, still 2-0.
Yep.
A little bit of college basketball here. Bama, basketball school.
Wow.
No, not actually.
That's
but
crazy.
They are number one. Purdue lost, so they have fallen to three. Houston in between them at two. UCLA and Kansas round out the top five. Yeah, I mean...
Okay, I feel like... For rankings, they're so irrelevant. They go out the window when March Madness comes.
A little bit, yeah.
Like,
but you got, I mean,
what was UNC? UNC was 16.
Bama, Purdue, and Houston have been consistently near or at the top all year. I mean, it gives you a pretty good idea of.
They just need one upset though. Like,
they have though.
No, but like they just need one upset.
Oh, like in March Madness,
and then they're gone. Like.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why March Madness is the best postseason in sports.
Yeah, but it's just, it's absolutely crazy.
So
you cannot predict it.
So excited to start filling out brackets. Yeah.
I didn't even know anything about basketball last year, and I got UNC in the...
Yeah. A little bit of interesting college basketball news. New Mexico State suspended their basketball program for the rest of the season, which is
really
crazy.
Wow.
New Mexico State is obviously small school, small conference, but they've been in March Madness several times in the past few years. The year Auburn made the Final Four, New Mexico State had an open three-pointer to beat them in the first round. Like, they're consistently a good team, but they had some hazing incidents and a couple shootings tied to their team members, and so their basketball team's out. So if you go to New Mexico State, I'm sorry, but
that's crazy.
You shouldn't have gone to New Mexico State, because if there was nothing to do before, there's sure nothing to do now.
Yep, that's absolutely crazy. They always talk about that where there's like hazing with like certain teams, mm-hmm. like football teams, basketball teams, but like I don't think there's ever really been a suspension from that. Like
I can't remember seeing one like this. Like,
yeah,
the whole team for the rest of the year.
That's crazy.
But
just for the rest of the year?
At least, yeah.
Oh, I thought that you meant like suspending it, like program.
No, that would be wild. Who knows what'll happen, but
yeah.
I'd have to imagine they're back next year.
You got to think this is a tough decision because their basketball team surely makes them a ton of money.
It's probably the only source of income for the school.
Yeah, so.
It's New Mexico State.
Cutting
what else
that,
are you going to do, man?
Like,
they're the second they're the little brother of New Mexico.
And New Mexico's doing really great right now.
Right. But I'm just saying, like, if you're not even the top school in a state like New Mexico.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, we're in Idaho, but at least we're the biggest school in Idaho, right?
Yeah, for real.
All right. Trying to look at some of the upcoming big matchups in college basketball. Creighton and Providence play on Tuesday, which is pretty cool. They're both ranked.
Who's out? Isn't Alabama playing?
Bama on Wednesday plays Tennessee, which is
should
be a really good game. It's in Knoxville, which I'm excited for. That feels like one that could be an upset for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, I mean, not a ton of double-ranked games coming up until Saturday. Baylor, Kansas, two top 10
teams.
That
should be a good one.
It'd be awesome. We are nearing the home stretch here of the basketball regular season.
There's only a couple more games left.
We're getting close to conference tournament time, and conference tournament time is just such a lovely time of year. It's so good. Yeah, I'm really excited. We'll definitely talk more about college basketball as we start to watch more. But
yeah,
as you know, we pour most of our time into the NFL when it's NFL season because mm-hmm. that's what we want to see and that's what you want to hear.
We should start doing like broadcasts of like the March Madness games or like
I'm
reactions.
So
that'd
so
be
down.
So cool.
You know what we should do is bring as many monitors as possible into one room and watch all the games at the same time.
Yeah, and then like we can have our reactions to that. I feel like that'd be so interesting.
I'm going to request those first 4 days off work.
Yeah.
Honestly, man, those first 4 days of March Madness are as good as any days in sports. There's just constant games all day. And then there's a break
before
the Sweet 16. But yeah, we'll talk more about that as we learn more about it. Where is the NBA? Move on to the NBA after we do another card. Oh, you got football again.
Ooh.
All right, one, two, or three?
Three. I ain't going for no tight.
Okay.
I got three logos and mascot cards.
How many rushing yards did your favorite player...
Player?
How many rushing yards did your favorite player, Lamar Jackson, amass in 2019, setting the record for an NFL quarterback? 906, 1,006, 1,106, 1,206.
1,106?
1,206.
Are you kidding me? Ugh. Well, I knew it was 1,000. I'm like, how am I going to remember, like, the... That's stupid.
Go.
Well, I've already lost, but... victory lap here. Basketball.
Three.
Five. Okay. What Lakers center did Willis Reed defend while injured to lead the Knicks to a victory in the 1970 NBA Finals? Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Wilt Chamberlain, Bill Walton, or Moses Malone?
Okay, it's not Walton or Malone. I know that. And that feels too early for Kareem, so I'm going to say Wilt.
Yep.
Look at that.
5-0.
Let's go.
Man.
Speaking of the NBA,
what a beautiful
segue.
Wow.
Kevin Durant got traded.
Hours before our show, too, after.
Like a few hours after we stopped recording.
And we thought the Kyrie trade was crazy.
Right. Yeah. So I love the Nets. Every few years, the Nets decide the league isn't fun enough, and they just blow up the entire organization. They did it in the huge trades with the Celtics back in, like, I want to say that was 2013, 2014, when they brought in Garnett and Paul Pierce and those huge trades. That didn't work, so they sold everything. And then a couple of years ago, they signed KD and Kyrie and trade for Harden. That didn't end up working out, so they traded Harden last year. And then this year, within 2 days, trade Kyrie and KD.
Man.
So.
Imagine when they were like, remember when they were the favorites to win it all?
Yeah.
And then
they weren't even playing bad this year is the thing. They were a good team.
Yeah.
They were probably going to go far, but Kyrie was unhappy, and seems like KD wasn't super happy either.
They had really one great playoff series.
You just have
and they
to
lost
wonder,
to Giannis.
You just have to wonder if KD's foot was an inch shorter, what the league would look like. Because he hit that crazy turnaround that was a long two because his foot was like that much on the line. Would have been a game winner and sent them on if it was a three, but they ended up losing in overtime. And the Bucks won the championship that year, and the Nets are now blowing it up. So it's just crazy to think about the tiniest differences make such a huge impact. But the final trade package, Kevin Durant and TJ Warren to the Suns. TJ Warren's an underlooked part of this. He's a good player, and they need depth after this. So the Nets get Michael Bridges. Michael. I heard low-key, don't know. I've heard both. Cam Johnson.
Carousel.
4 first-round picks, 2 first-round pick swaps, and 2 second-round pick swaps, which is a lot of draft capital.
I feel like it's so crazy when the NBA, they trade like a 2027 first-rounder.
Picks mean so much less in the NBA.
It's so crazy.
Yeah, they were trading like 2029 first-round picks at this deadline. But so the Suns now instantly have one of the best duos in the league, arguably the best with KD and Booker. They still have CP3. They managed to hold on to Ayton. They're a very, very good team, and they're dangerous. It'll be interesting to see. The Nets, without KD and Kyrie, their starting lineup is unbelievable at defense, but horrible on offense, like just really bad. Bridges is a really good defender, one of the best defenders in the league. He's a young talent. He's a great piece for Brooklyn. If they can use these first wisely and get like 1 or 2 guys with some offensive firepower, they could be a team to look out for in, you know, a couple of years. But the Suns are a team to look out for right now. KD's going to sit out through the All-Star game again. He never plays in the All-Star game. And he'll make his debut shortly after, we assume. And now the Kyrie trade, which we touched on before, but it's crazy to look back at it now that they blew it up again. The Mavs got Kyrie and Markieff Morris in exchange for Dinwiddie, Dorian Finney-Smith, a 29 first, and 2 seconds. Kyrie has already made his debut for the Mavs. They won his debut against the Clippers without Luka. Crazy game. And Kyrie balled out. He looks really good. Their first game together, they lost to the Kings, but the Kings are a good team this year. Kings are the 3 seed in the West. I don't know how, but yeah, the Mavs look like they're going to be really fun. I'm still interested to see how they stop anybody in the backcourt, but they're going to be fun to watch for sure.
It's kind of interesting because I thought that the Mavericks were going to shoot up a little bit more after the Kyrie trade in like odds to win the finals, and they're still sitting at, what is that, 7?
They don't really have depth. Like they need depth.
They're 8th.
Yeah. I think that's fair.
It was 1700.
Luka's a great playoff performer. Kyrie's performed well in the playoffs most of the time, I would say. Again, I just don't know if they can stop anybody. Like if they go against, for example, the Suns, who's going to check Booker?
Yeah.
None of them. I don't know. It'll be fun and interesting to see. There was a ton of trades at this deadline. Honestly, the NBA trade deadline is incredible, way better than any other trade deadline. Some other notable trades, the Lakers loaded up. They sent away guys like Westbrook and Pat Bev and Thomas Bryant.
Pat Bev, he ended up making a post with...
Pat Bev was teammates with D'Lo in Minnesota, D'Angelo Russell, and the Lakers traded for Russell, and then Pat Bev posts about it, like, oh, gang's back together. Then they traded
him a little bit afterwards.
But, yeah, Lakers added D'Angelo Russell, Rui Hachimura, Mo Bamba, Malik Beasley, and Jared Vanderbilt. None of those guys are stars, but all of them are good role players, and I think these were good moves by the Lakers. Josh Hart got sent to the Knicks to reunite with Jalen Brunson, which is pretty cool. Pirtle back to the Raptors. Josh Richardson to the Pels, which I think is an underlooked move. I think the Pels are going to make some noise. Gary Payton II to the Warriors, kind of. Sent him to the Warriors, Wiseman to the Pistons, Sadiq Bey to the Hawks, and 5 seconds to the Blazers. But Gary Payton failed his physical. He sat out the first 35 games of this year. Whined a bunch about the Blazers organization, then was proved to be lying because he's awful and stupid, and I want him out. But, yeah, the Warriors need to decide if they're going to accept the trade. I think today is the deadline for them to accept it. And that might all fall through, which would be interesting. Gary Payton would then definitely be shut down for the rest of the year in Portland because he burned every bridge on the way out, which is funny. Yeah, Westbrook and Pat Bev are gone, like we said. Westbrook to the Jazz, Pat Bev to the Magic, both got bought out. Bones Highland to the Clippers is interesting. I think that he's going to have a chance to flourish there. And then the funniest one, John Wall got traded back to the Rockets after on a podcast and just bashing their entire organization. He got traded back to them. He got bought out, obviously, but it's still funny. And then Kennard to the Grizzlies, which is big. A lot of huge, huge moves right now. The NBA is really entertaining this year. They've had a lot of good games. A lot of teams that maybe weren't going to be great are great, like the Kings. I'm actually really excited to see how this season shakes out. So if we're thinking forward, who's your pick right now? Who's your title pick? Because I don't know mine. I really don't.
I think Suns. I kind of see a scenario where, and I think this is a classic move for KD, where, you know, you got Chris Paul, you got Devin Booker, and, I mean, they're nowhere near as great as Klay and Steph.
Oh, not even close.
They were, you know, they were doing great, and all of a sudden he joins on, and he's like, oh, okay, I just want a bandwagon.
It's a little different, though, because he got traded.
Yeah, but I think he had some say in that.
I wouldn't call this a super team. I would call the Warriors a super team, obviously.
Yeah.
Before, but I don't know. I'm a big KD fan, so I'm gonna defend him more than most will. But the Suns is a good pick. I mean, I think
Suns or Bucks.
They have two superstars. KD is probably still top three in the world, easily top five, and he's a great playoff performer. So it's gonna be interesting to see. They're gonna be hard to beat for sure. Other than that, I mean, Bucks are going to be in there for sure. Celtics are not really being talked about anymore.
They're actually the number, like, they're favored to win.
They're a great team. I think they need to be talked about more. And obviously, they get respect at the sports books. But
yeah,
they almost did it last year. They almost did it last year. They could bounce back and do it this year. But yeah, I mean, I'm excited, man. I'm getting back into basketball more than ever. And you know, who knows? Maybe we'll even start talking about hockey.
Oh, man. Yeah.
You got to learn basketball first before we start talking about hockey.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I'm too far gone with hockey. Hockey's bad.
Just giving it up.
I've been exposed so much with, like, my hockey knowledge over the time of the show. And
It's tough to get into a sport this late.
Yeah.
Because, like, I mean, I grew up watching basketball and football, so I live and breathe those things.
I grew up watching baseball and football, and, like, those were my two.
Yeah.
And, I always grew up never really enjoying basketball. And I still, if I'm going to be honest, don't really enjoy basketball for the most part. I don't really see, like, some of the appeal with it. I don't know why.
I love it.
And that's, like, the same thing where it's, like, you know, people who grew up watching soccer, like, they absolutely love soccer. But, like, for me.
So boring. No.
Like, yeah. So boring. I really can't really. Like, I liked playing it.
The World Cup is entertaining, but that's honestly mostly just because of how passionate the fans are.
Yeah.
Soccer fans are great.
And I mean, I liked playing soccer. I just didn't like watching it. That was, like, the thing.
Yeah. I mean, it was probably my least favorite sport to play, too.
How many sports did you play?
I played a lot, man. I mean, if we're just thinking sports I played for, like, 3 years or longer, I played basketball my whole life, baseball, soccer, football. That might be it. I did wrestling for 2 years.
Really?
Yeah, just to stay in shape for basketball in the off season. I think that's it. I never did, like, swimming or tennis or anything.
Mm. Swimming, tennis.
I did marching band.
Woo! Sheesh.
I was a band nerd in middle school. I was nice at the trumpet, though. I am not kidding. I was nice at the trumpet.
Wow.
Dude.
Man, fun facts.
I was so
put that in your bio.
Former excellent amateur trumpet player.
Man. For me, I only played soccer and football.
Really?
Yeah.
You never even tried basketball?
I never tried basketball.
Or baseball?
I could hardly even dribble a ball.
You never played baseball?
I never did. My brother
not
played
even, like,
T-ball.
T-ball?
My brother played T-ball.
T-ball's sick.
And I just never, they kind of chose for me to play soccer because my brother did. And I don't understand why I never played t-ball.
Yeah.
Because my cousin did, I did, or my brother did. But then for me, I guess my brother just didn't like it. And I think when he transitioned from t-ball to soccer because they wanted to find him a sport, I kind of just picked up on it too.
Yeah.
And then once he stopped playing soccer, he was done. And I started playing football. Yeah. And I just ended up enjoying football, so I just never did it. I did track, an off season of track.
Oh, I did track too.
And
2 years.
I was really fast, but like I never actually competed. I was just the off season.
Dude, the weird thing for me was I'm not really a fast person, but I was pretty good at track. I was good at the 200.
It's more, yeah. I had a good get off. That's the thing. It's more of technique and form. Yeah. It's not really speed. It's more technique, form, and if you are fast, it's kind of like, at that point, yeah, but.
I started off with like 8 events, and then I narrowed it down. I ended up only doing high jump, which I was terrible at, and then 200 and 4x2. Our 4x2, what they did was they took the 8 fastest runners at the school, or that were on the track team, and they put the 4 fastest on 4x1 and the next 4 fastest on 4x2. And our 4x2 team, like, almost went to state. Like we won districts and got like third at regionals.
That's the thing with like
fly flex.
That's the thing about track with like the relays is you could have the fastest people, but it's
Dude,
also
we nailed the handoffs.
Yeah,
oh, we
you
gotta
nail
those.
The handoffs, and you have to have them at the right times. Because
mm-hmm.
like you could have the fastest people, but like if one of those things goes wrong, then you're done.
Yeah, first meet of the year, we were on a dirt track. And someone like broke their spike as they were about to hand it off, and he like fell and like tried to toss it, and it rolled away, and we got disqualified. And we're
that's
like,
"That's tragic."
And then we just tightened it up, you know.
So, yeah, clutched.
Yeah,
but
I guess that's all the time we have. That was the fastest hour of my entire life. But yep. I like it that way. I wish we had the Super Bowl every week.
Yeah, for real.
So on behalf of Adam and I, we want to thank you for listening to Sports and Stuff today. Make sure to follow us on our socials at Sports and Stuff Show, except Twitter at SNS_show. Make sure you tune in to our episodes Wednesdays and Fridays, 3 to 4 p.m., and on all platforms after that, and check out our clips.
Yep.
Thank you again. We will see you in the next one.
Peace.